Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the September 12th edition of Morning Reload. From high above all other pedantic and puerile forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, sitting behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Why is September 12th important? Well, the most obvious reason is it's the day before my birthday. Birthday Eve, no less. In my family, more ado is made over birthdays than even holidays. Now, we do much more on our birthdays than we even do on Christmas. As my mom is fond of saying, that Christmas is not your birthday. That's Jesus' birthday. A wise woman indeed. In our family, you're kind of stupid if you do any spending or shopping or planning or anything, really, anytime around your birthday, because you wouldn't really want to ruin anybody else's plans. And, let's be honest, you may benefit from them. I have to tell you all a funny story, and I'm probably going to get in trouble for doing this, but what the heck? It's hilarious, and it's birthday Eve. And I'll tell you all about it in just a second, but first, some completely outrageous self-aggrandizement. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn, really, any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There, you can find all of the shows, as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden, and you have no idea what kind of pudding you had for breakfast, well, I'm not sure I can help you out with that, but I can pretty much guarantee you'll find out why you shouldn't even have run for president. New episodes of the program are published every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And just last week, I added a live program every Thursday morning at 10 a.m. If you're not able to catch the live broadcast, well, you can listen to the replay that I also publish on the podcast. Links to the live program can be found on the website, on the Facebook page, and on other various social media platforms. Twitter, MeWe, Getter, Gab, you name it, it's probably there. This morning's program is brought to you by Morton Buildings. If you're in the market for an outbuilding or a garage or a barn or a roping arena or a giant warehouse or some other type of huge metal structure, well, then you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings, 307-674-2532. They're the experts in metal building construction, and they've been doing it longer than anybody else around. So, doesn't matter what type of building you've been thinking about, give Nick and Jesse a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Also, this program is brought to you by the Wing It Food Truck. If you like hot wings like I do, and not just hot wings, they've got several other type of flavors, then you need to go find the Wing It Food Truck. To figure out where it's going to be, just go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, and look underneath the sponsors tab, and you'll find their schedule there. That's the Wing It Food Truck. Let's get back to the program. Last year, all I wanted for my birthday was a cheesecake. You see, I'm a type 1 diabetic, so cheesecake really ought not be on the top of my menu items. But, you know, I was thinking, hey, it's my birthday, and I can have a little piece of cheesecake. And I don't get to eat yummy cake goodness all that often. So my dear mother set out to make the diabetic cheesecake. Now, before you say that I'm picking on my dear mother, you have to understand that she thinks this story is funny too, or so she said. Secondly, my mother has become an expert at crafting kitchen goodies that don't have any carbohydrates in them whatsoever. She's particularly fond of her rare brand of mashed cauliflower. If you didn't know that you were eating mashed cauliflower, you'd swear up and down that you were eating mashed potatoes for Thanksgiving. Usually, at Thanksgiving at our house, the only thing that has carbs in it on the kitchen table is the rolls and the cranberries. Everything else is carb-free, and you probably won't even know it. So I'm telling you, my friends, the lady is good at what she does. Now, as I mentioned, I don't get to eat kitchen goodies all that often. I mean, my mom makes this rhubarb crisp thing that's absolutely incredible. The only reason, of course, I know that is I have had like a teaspoon of it, because it's also got about 10 pounds of sugar in it. So most of the time with kitchen goodies, I stay about 10 yards away because I know that it's not going to be good for me. And my willpower is just not that strong. So anyhow, last year, I had been pining for this cheesecake for about 2 months, and we get to the cabin for my birthday, and the cheesecake is there, and you cannot imagine my excitement. I'm pretty sure that there was drool coming out of the corner of my mouth. Now, my mother is also very good at managing expectations, and I remember when we walked into the cabin, she told me, "Well, you know, David, the cheesecake, well, it's not really that good." Of course, I dismissed her self-criticism out of hand. And remember, I hadn't had a cheesecake in like 2 years, so even a mediocre cheesecake would simply be incredible. So we finished dinner. I think we had steaks. Johnson County raised beef, of course. And then out comes the cheesecake. And I can smell that thing from all the way across the very large cabin table. It had kind of a chocolate coloring to it, and I thought to myself, this is a rare brand of cheesecake, something new. A quick aside note. Ever since I became a diabetic, which, by the way, that was at the age of like 36. But anyway, now somebody opens a Coke in front of me, and I can smell the sugar. So I'm telling you, my friends, my olfactory senses had been shifted into fifth gear, and my foot was in the carburetor. A new and thus far unknown brand of cheesecake. I was drooling. As I recall, the cheesecake did have, however, a scent that I was unfamiliar with. I dismissed this out of hand because it's a new and thus far unknown brand of cheesecake, and it came out of Mom's kitchen, so it had to be incredible. As everyone was being served a slice of this new and thus far unknown brand of cheesecake, I quizzically asked myself why Mom was going to such lengths to downplay everyone's expectations. Nonsense. Anticipation jitters. So everyone had a piece in front of them, and I minded my manners, waiting for someone else to take the first bite of this cheesecake that I had been waiting so patiently for 2 years. My dad was the first to dive into the cheesecake, and then, my friends, it was open season, until my sister spit it out on her plate. I was shocked. How could she dismiss out of hand the thus far unknown brand of cheesecake and spit it out on her plate? I myself loaded my fork with a small bite, because I only get one slice at this cheesecake, and put it into my mouth and... Oh no! Good Lord! Mom was right! It was the most horrible thing I'd ever tasted, but you have to understand, my friends, this is the only slice of cheesecake that I'd had in 2 years, so I swallowed it down, and while everyone else was dumping their plate into the fireplace, I readied another bite. I wasn't going to let this piece of cheesecake go uneaten. I took a huge gulp of my iced tea in preparation. The second bite went down worse than the first. It was almost impossible to swallow. To my profound disappointment, the cheesecake could not be saved. And then I thought, perhaps I could use a mint Oreo and take another bite of the thus far unknown brand of cheesecake. That was a monumental error on my part. Not only was the cheesecake horrendous, it ruined the mint Oreo. Something I was sure could never happen. And so, my friends, what we learned from the great cheesecake birthday incident is some things, like cheesecake, you just shouldn't mess with. Have a good week, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. Don't forget, Thursday at 10 a.m., Cowboy State Politics Live. But for now, from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.